I'm George Walker, and Sunday, April 27th, the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, led by Charles Latshaw, plays in Bloomington High School North's auditorium at 3. On the program are Evil Taught, Fair Menace by David Canfield with James Pellerite, music from Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto with youth solo winner Seong Min Sun, and the world premiere of Underground Railroad by our guest IU's David Baker. David, thanks for joining us. We know that the Underground Railroad was a name for the paths that slaves took to freedom.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about the inspiration and the shape of your piece.
Well, I got a call from Paul Harton, who, was with the symphony and is, I guess, the manager. And he asked me if I was interested in writing a piece about the Underground Railroad. And, I had known the myths about the Underground Railroad and had read about them in school. But this, I got so interested, I went to Google and went to all the other places trying to do my homework. And it was wonderfully exciting to find out that Bloomington had been one of the places where there were safe houses. And once I had that as a, a kind of a human connection to it, then it was, easy to get me going on like a posse trying to chase down all the things that I would need to know to write a piece.
For people who know David and respect his work as an educator, work with the IU Jazz Ensemble, the Smithsonian Jazz Orchestra, sometimes, David, I think they're surprised to learn the breadth of your work. Many people would be surprised to know that you've composed concertos for orchestra and instruments, that you've written a mass.
The jazz and the classical music.
Yeah.
Well, I had at SMU about 10 years ago with the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Orchestra, and at the end, I hear a husband and a wife, bickering, arguing a little bit, and she says, "I told my husband, you're not the same Dave Baker who writes classical music." And I said, "Yes, I am." And her husband said, "Well, I didn't know he knew anything about that or jazz."
So at that particular concert, they found out everything.
Yeah, so it was kind of revealing, and I really, made it a point to strive to make sure that I don't fall off the track on either side.
Now, this piece called Underground Railroad by our guest David Baker combines both music and words. I understand that you have a narrator for this.
Yeah, we have Dr. James Mumford.
James used to lead the IU African American Choral Ensemble, so he may be familiar to people. Tell us a little bit about the piece itself, the musical language.
Well, the piece is, I drew very heavily on spirituals and music, from that time. Not necessarily the actual music, but pieces that are in the style of. And so I decided, because the spirituals were one of the places where there were coded messages. And so what I did was recreate, some of those like Go Down Moses, because we certainly as blacks related to the plight of Jewish people when they were in bondage in Egypt. And so you'll hear strains of that, strains of John Brown's Body, because John Brown was one of the heroes of that period, a man who was stoic and a man who was brave enough to go against the grain. So that comprises much of the music. But then there are other places where I try to evoke the feeling of terror that must have seized these people when they knew there was no way they could trust anybody. And even when they saw the light on that signaled that there was a safe house, there must have been great trepidation. And so there are places where I call on the Dies Irae, but simply because that is understood to be a piece which was a piece of doom, if you will. And so what I tried to do is mix the optimism of people seeing that light at the end of the tunnel with the terror and all of the things that accompanied it while they were trying to get away.
We've been talking with composer David Baker. His Underground Railroad enjoys its world premiere by the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra this Sunday at 3 in Bloomington North's auditorium. I'm George Walker.